On this episode of American Shopper.
So you want me to train you?
Mikey continues his recovery with a little help from a friend.
Now that I'm home and I'm out of rehab, I kind of want to try to be as healthy as possible.
Junior faces the realities of starting his own business, separate from OCC.
You know, we need like the next product.
We're getting there and we've got good leads, but it's not going to be easy for us to get more clients.
And Senior and the guys build a revolutionary wheelchair chopper for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation.
This bike is totally different than any other bike we've done before.
But when Paul Jr. makes his first visit to OCC in over 4 months, it's clear that the family divide is as deep as ever and only getting worse.
There they are.
I had to come in with accountants and attorneys.
I can't change a valve stem and a tire, but these are my lawyers.
Unfortunately, the company's been not giving me what I need.
As far as I'm concerned, him doing what he did, not coming back to work for 3 months, I had to lay off how many people that had families.
Honestly, I don't know how it ever got this bad, but I can say I'm no saint, but we're not here because of me, that's for sure.
Okay. Yo!
How's it going,
what's
boss?
Up, buddy? How you doing, all right?
Chilling.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Jesse.
What's up, buddy? Cool. We had some people from the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation stop by today, including Chris's son, Matthew. The foundation was started by Christopher Reeve after a spinal cord injury to help people with similar injuries. So what's happening?
This has been a really exciting time for us. We just commemorated the 5th anniversary of the passing of Christopher Reeve, Matthew's father.
We're here to pitch the idea of building a wheelchair accessible trike, which someone who has been paralyzed, probably spinal cord injured, could ride.
We strive to do it at the foundation. We obviously fund research to find a cure, but the other aspect that we do is all about quality of life and improving people's lives who are currently in living with a disability. It's all about independence and just being able to continue to do the things that you love after an injury. In today's world with technology and engineering, it's possible to do far more than you could ever imagine.
Life goes on after an injury. You know, there's a lot of people think that, you know, you get injured, life stops, and that's not the case. Somebody who is in either paralyzed or spinal cord injured loses a lot of their freedom, and they're chair bound, and they're very limited on what they can do. And part of the process of healing is to move ahead and try these things that give them joy in their life.
Well, he was saying life goes on, and after my injury, everyone always told me that life goes on, and then I looked down one day and I said, oh man, you know what? Life rolls on.
Jesse is a professional surfer who was spinal cord injured 13 years ago. So we started a foundation called Life Rolls On.
And we just joined together, you know, partnered up with the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. But yeah, my foundation all came about back when I got injured surfing. I unfortunately broke my neck surfing, and I realized that, you know, after your injury, you're still who you are. You just want to still be able to do what you love and figure out a way to still surf. And I lay down on my surfboard and my friends push me into waves, and I still surf like 8 to 10 foot waves in Hawaii. And
I'm not doing that.
I was like the first person in a wheelchair to get towed in with a jet ski and surf cloud break in Fiji, one of the most dangerous waves in the world. And it just shows that you can get back into doing something that you love. You know, for me, it's surfing. For somebody else, it's riding motorcycles. For other people, it's just different things. So this is just another form of independence.
We'll have it set up where once he drives the wheelchair on there, it'll be in place, and it'll stay in place until he's ready to leave it. And we're going to probably have a hydraulic system where the ramp goes down in the back, and then when he gets up there and locked in, he just pushes a button. The bike will have reverse. I think it's going to be a difficult project because there's a lot involved, and we've never really done as far as the way we're going to make this work. Honestly, I honestly mean from the bottom of my heart that we're honored to do this bike. It's all about giving back. That's where it's at. We try to give back you know, there's life after injury, and I think that's the message here. And to be able to give somebody an opportunity will make a great difference in their life. So, super. We're doing this.
Super.
Thank you. All right. Coming to see it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Mike gave me a call, asked me to stop by his house and help him out with something. I'm not exactly sure what that is. He's been in rehab for the past month, and I haven't seen him, and I'm excited to see him.
Hey, buddy!
You shaved your beard!
I did.
Good to see you. Huh?
You know, I haven't seen Andy since I was in rehab early on. He brought his wife and his child to come visit me, and that meant quite a bit to me. And he's been a really good friend and supportive. Come on over here. We're going to sit. I want to talk to you. I learned a lot of important things in rehab, and one of the most important things is to find somebody to keep you accountable. And for me, Andy is that kind of person.
So how are things going? You,
I'm sober.
You're sober, huh?
Sober, man.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, good.
How was it?
Well, what they tell you in rehab, once you get in there, grab the biggest guy and just beat the stuffing out of him. And everybody else is going to be afraid of you. It's a lot like prison. And I wound up being the biggest guy in there.
So yeah.
To beat myself up quite a bit. It's a good thing. It's all good, all around the board. And, you know, I want to get more involved with charitable organizations, you know, in particular the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, who has a walkathon this weekend.
Okay.
And also, I know you probably don't believe this, but I could probably lose a couple pounds.
I don't believe it.
I know. Now that I'm home and I'm out of rehab, I kind of want to move forward with my life and try to be as healthy as possible.
So you want me to train you?
A little bit of training, walking training. Make this fun. Let's bond. You know, get me ready. We can burn calories without overexerting ourselves. And it's all part of the change, you know, for me, as far as starting out anew, trying to lose weight, which is sort of kind of an ever-present battle and struggle in my life. You know, if anybody can whip me into shape, it'd be Andy, because he's pretty intense, especially when it comes to training.
Let's get walking.
All right, let's get walking.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Not much, man.
All right.
Wow. That's it?
Right there?
That's pretty cool.
It's the start of it.
I like that, don't you?
Look at that. Mm-hmm. It's going to make a wheelchair go right in the back, man. Jason, cool.
A ramp and all, is it going to have some kind of, how's it going to lock in there?
We got to figure that out,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Hey, Quinn was talking about doing the same thing that the stretcher did.
We've done trikes for paraplegic before, but this is a little bit, actually it's a lot different because this one, the way it's going to be designed is you're going to be able to drive your wheelchair up on the deck and then it'll lock in and then you'll be able to ride the trike.
At first Skeeter was saying, oh, well, we'll hide this under the tank.
Right.
But then it looks like it's missing something, see?
It doesn't look right.
It doesn't look like a motorcycle. Saying, yes. What we got to remember is that this is pretty steep to get a wheelchair up.
Is it steep? Why? How high off the ground is it?
Well, I don't know exactly, but...
Yeah, but the bottom of the frame, you figure probably about 5 inches.
Well, how far can a wheelchair go this way without flipping over backwards?
It's got to be...
I think most of the process today was arguing and trying to figure out some of the different ways to do it.
We can either go with a linear actuator to bring it up and in, or a rotary actuator. We have to carry a compressor on the bike anyway for the air shifter, because it's going to have air shifters
right
on it.
Because generally what happens when we do something that we haven't done before, even though Jason draws it up, there's a lot of questions. And when you get 4 or 5 people together, everybody's got a different opinion, which is good, because sometimes you find out that there are easier ways to do things. But the main thing is to get the basic idea and get started on the project, and then as we go along, if we got to make changes, we will.
Cool.
Can we just get started on this?
Let's do it.
Yeah, here, take this. By the time we get out there, this is all going to happen again.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go through this again at the lift in 5 minutes.
I'll take that. All right.
Thanks.
You did a good job. You really did.
All right.
All right, let's put it on a lift and we'll cut it apart. Once we cut it apart and it's all junk, then they'll know that we're done, right?
Yeah.
It's almost time to get the hell out of here, actually.
It is.
Actually, I'm paying you overtime.
Thanks, boss.
You're not getting paid overtime.
See
ya. Right. See ya.
Gotta go.
You're on your own on this one.
So we don't need that.
No. Pivot tube, we might use.
So basically, this comes out of here.
That's what they're saying. We're going to take this, pry this tube off here, cut this all off, these plates, and then we'll run from here back.
Right. Even though we just got the frame up on the lift and it is the end of the day, it's already starting of making different changes.
All right, listen. Get the hell out of here. Everybody's going to think about
it. We'll think about this.
And yeah, we can think about it.
Everybody's going to think about it, and then everything will change tomorrow anyhow, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
Basically, I pulled everybody out of there and said, let's go sleep on it, and then everybody will come back tomorrow with all different ideas anyhow.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey. Come on in, guys.
Hey. What's going on here, huh?
What's going on, huh?
Big things, huh?
Big things, I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, today we put together a real official business meeting. I have Tim here, my manager, Rachel, who's director of operations, and Catherine, who's really in charge of the finance in the company. She does some other different stuff for me. So we got everyone who needed to be there together and really just started to key in on the progress of the company. So, I mean, we've done this before, but this is it's kind of a time where, you know, Coleman is obviously going to be in an existing relationship where we're continually doing more work, as everyone knows. But it's kind of time for us to, you know, really push and find the next client, find the next, you know, a business deal, whatever that might be. You know, as an owner, I want to know how we can get more work. We are a very aggressive company. When I was working at OCC, we had a huge staff there to really handle the business end of things. But with my company, there are only the four of us. So that just means we have to work a little harder and keep pounding the pavement so we could drum up more business.
You know, we need like the next product.
Yeah, we're getting there and we've got good leads. But it's gonna take a minute before we have another one in the bag, big like that.
You know, really, I'm just gonna keep designing. You're gonna keep doing what you're doing. You're gonna keep doing what you're doing, and you have to, you know, just keep making the phone calls.
Yeah.
And it's been very effective. So
yeah. It has. We have a lot of work to do, and we have a lot of phone calls to make. It's gonna be tough. The economy's still slow. It's not gonna be easy for us to get more clients. Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
Looks good. Keep up the good work, and let's go to lunch.
All right.
Let's see. All right, well, we got her this part. What do you mean? We got that rear end? The whole?
Yeah, grab
let's
the different
try to put that piece in and see how it fits.
Today we started working on a bike that we're doing actually for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. It's going to be like a chariot kind of trike setup. It's going to be for a wheelchair. Someone that's going to be in a wheelchair will be able to ride up on the back of it, lock themselves in place, and ride the bike.
Come on in.
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. Get a rudder.
No, and we got to be back that way more too, right?
Yeah. Why don't we take this whole
thing
off?
This section's got to go.
Let's get out of here. Really, because we're not too sure exactly where we had to mount everything. We noticed right away we had to cut the back section of the frame off.
Yeah. All right.
That's nice.
Well, you made short work of that.
In order really to do what we're doing, we're using a differential from Mystery Designs from one of their trike setups, and we're going to mount it above the transmission. So therefore, we're going to run a single chain right from the transmission up to the differential and then run dual chains back to the wheels. Hey, you got a wheelchair. So it's a kind of an intricate setup, something we've never really done, but those seem to be the projects that we're doing a lot lately. Just, you know, really just one-off, just kind of trick designs that we're not really sure of, and then we just, everybody puts their heads together and just figure this thing out.
Well, that's stand up possibly, Jim, is that the way?
Oh, yeah, better idea, right there.
Oh, Mike, hop up there.
Probably about there though, Jim, right?
Yep. So we could probably damn near come right off of it.
With the linkage, the way you're talking, too, we could probably put a short set of bars because then you wouldn't have to move as far either, right?
We didn't have a whole lot of time to plan this in advance. Basically, we all got together, figured we're going to chop up one of our existing frames and weld on this chariot section behind it.
This still has to come back some.
Probably about another 3/8.
Because you see here?
So it's kind of on-the-fly engineering, Skeeter, Rick, Mike, and myself trying to figure out how all this is going to fit.
Your front wheels just fell over onto the deck.
And now I'm on the bike.
Yeah.
So far, it's coming out really good. I think all these parts are going to fit in our package real nice.
That is one pretty blue light. One more time, square, and then we can put more tacks on it.
The first thing that we needed to do today was get the differential squared off and get it attached to the seat post.
Okay, I'll just make them snug.
That's it.
So far, so good.
Once we had that welded up, I could concentrate on bending the pipe for the halos and figuring out the shape for the chariot part of the trike. Close enough for me. Beautiful.
Better watch it.
So I'll go retrieve Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Be back a moment, though.
Probably the hardest part to fabricate on this trike is going to be the chariot section. We have a much longer stretch than we usually do. And we have to accommodate the width of the wheelchair and the ramp that allows the rider to get on.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, that's going to give you more than enough room.
That's a lot better.
We're really making some pretty good progress today. We've got the differential pretty much locked down where that has to be. And Rick started bending up some tubes for the chariot area back where the chair is going to sit.
What did we lose, Rick, on the deal here? No, Rick's bending the back part. I'm going to go cut these down now because we know the width. You should be involved in that. You're good at that stuff.
I am good at that stuff. What are you going to do?
He's figuring out the angles and how much he's got to cut this.
I would have laid that out on a table. Boom, done.
Really?
Yeah, with a protractor.
Yeah, I would have. Listen, I would have been done with that an hour ago. I would have laid that out on the table.
Get
you don't
out
know
of
how
here.
To do that, though.
You'd still be
asking
me how to use
a machine. Because you were a fake iron worker. You know what? You're just not teachable. You know everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's the problem.
There's a guy that used to work here that was just like that.
Oh, yeah?
Remember him?
Yeah. He knew it all.
Can you show me how to use this?
No.
You better watch yourself, Rick. The last guy that was here that knew everything is gone.
Who's that?
You know who it was. I'm not mentioning any names.
Should I leave?
You know who it was.
I think that them guys are coming along pretty good. It's another complicated job, which means I can't get too involved because... I only get confused and I disrupt everybody.
So that's it. Damn. And I have no more pipe.
They're coming along good. I think by tomorrow they'll have somewhat of like a chariot frame on there. So you'll be able to get the general idea of what it looks like.
Get out.
Get out?
Get out of my shop.
Wow.
You too.
Any med check?
To tell me twice, I'm out of here.
Good
night.
He needs your check. It'll be in the mail.
Check is in the mail. I got this end.
You have to come down. There you go. Today we got back working on the reed foundation trike that we're doing.
Oh my lord, we're dangerously close.
The first thing we're going to get doing is we're going to start working with our side rail pieces. Now that we have a lot of the tubing came in that we needed for the bike that we were waiting on, we can start bending everything up, and everything really should be taking form now.
That was a big deal. There you go, I heard it.
It's like a puzzle.
All right, now we can put these in, right? Maybe. And they'll support it instead of our silly concoction here. Now we're starting to look like something here, man.
That's what I was saying. This changed everything all of a sudden, boom.
We're starting to look like we're almost done.
This is one of the points in the job where it looks like we do nothing, and then it all of a sudden appears. You know, we connect the dots today. Okay, now what we need to do is run all our levels.
How are we doing?
Just within the lines.
We pretty much got our whole frame pretty much all set up and everything that we're doing for the bike. We got all our pieces bent and everything. We got everything tacked in place. Did all our measurements again just to double-check everything. Everything's coming together really good. Beauteous. Good. And probably first thing in the morning, we'll get working back on the platform area, and then working on the tailgate, and then the side plates. Jim's cutting out right now. And once we get the whole platform and that whole thing situated, we get to get the handlebars and the steering mechanism all figured out. And we'll be able to get the wheels set and just start working from there and just getting everything in place and in line.
All right, man. Today was a good day.
Hasta mañana. Let's win.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Andrew.
Are you ready to get started?
Yeah.
You feel good?
No.
Perfect. Let's stretch.
I've been meaning to get more involved with the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and I've also been meaning for a long time to get into shape.
So I'm going to be in a walkathon for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And I have invited my my friend Andy to kind of train me for this walkathon. And it's sort of a goofball session just to really, you know, maybe burn some calories and spend some quality time with Andy.
You're ready.
Yeah, let's get over the fence. You did it, man. You did it. Good job, man. Walk it off.
As a friend, I'm extremely proud of what he's done. You know, I've never seen Michael this focused. I've known him for a long time. And this seems like the best mental health state that he's been in. And hopefully he'll continue in this fashion.
Yeah. No pain, no gain. You know, I really had a great day. Good workout. Really walked my buns off. I had a good time training with Andrew, you know, and I just feel like I'm really ready for this walkathon, ready to raise money for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation.
How you feeling? Good. Don't run. Walk, don't run, just like the Ventures.
All right, give me a little bit towards me, Skeeter. Watch your eyes.
Clear.
We're finishing up on a Reeve bike today. Because the rider is so far back on the bike, we need to extend the steering back to where he can reach it. All right, now you should be able to do the whole deal now.
Which way am I going?
Whatever way you want.
Bam.
Now we just need to break it down and get it out of here. I'll tell you what, you're killing me, man. Here. It works every time. I would never do it if it didn't work. It works every time, Tommy. You snap a little bit and it goes. This has been, pound for pound, one of the most difficult, frustrating bikes we've ever done. I mean, we put 11 days of fabrication into this thing to get all the specialized mechanics to work in this thing.
Okay.
We need about 15 more carts. There's a lot of parts on this bike, man. But you know, it was more than worth it. Because to make something new like this is really kind of an honor. It's nice to know that you're giving someone a chance that maybe they never had before. That's the electric shifter.
Shifter, yeah.
We made everything hand-operated. The reverse will be hand-operated. All the hand controls will be. The shifter will be on the hand controls and handlebars. So finally, we're getting this thing out to paint, powder coat, and chrome. And none too soon. Since I know that Senior has to unveil this thing in a week or so. I hope he doesn't fall off the wheelchair. All right, Tom. This is all you, pal.
I'll be back.
Today I'm at OCC. I haven't been here in a while. But despite everything that's going on between me and my father, I'm still a 20% owner in this company, and I have a right to look at how the business is doing so I can protect my investment. I had to come in with accountants and attorneys and essentially just come and get the records. On the side door, just pull in and walk over here. It's a little uncomfortable, but you got to do what you got to do, you know?
There they are.
I caught out of the corner of my eye, I seen an entourage coming through, and I realized it was Paul Jr., so I've no clue what he's doing here. I know he wasn't here to visit me.
Morning, guys.
I'm gonna go see what's going on.
I can't change a valve stem and a tire, but these are my lawyers.
You guys head right upstairs.
That's just stupid. I'm going broke, that's why.
What's up, Rick?
What's up, bud? You know, maybe if we're lucky, he'll come down and, you know, lend a hand and work on one of the bikes. And if we can get Senior here to work with him, and then maybe we can get Mikey to stop by. So they're all adults. I just wish they'd figure it out and just get back to it.
Yeah, we could go get set up in the conference room. Yeah, you know, I have to figure out what's going on here as a shareholder. Is this where we belong, Kate?
I don't know.
We're coming in for records. Did they give you a heads up? Originally, the idea was to be bought out. That didn't work out, so now I have to get back involved. I think we'll start in here, right? That doesn't mean I'll be working here. That just means I have to protect my interests in the company. Where's the new conference room? Oh.
Today we have Paul Jr. and we have his lawyer here. I think his accountant here is here.
You want to talk?
I don't have time to really get involved in it because I'm spending most of the day probably doing about 15, 16 different interviews.
Well, I mean, there's a complete separation now. You know, we're still doing, you know, Orange County Choppers, and those guys are doing their thing, whatever that is, you know?
Basically, what they're doing here today is going through our books, checking the last 5 years of our records, and I think they're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Didn't we send them all 26 things that we needed yesterday? Didn't we do Markovitz the favor of sending them all 26 items that he didn't have, that he had lost the email on or something like that?
As far as I know, yes.
So how could they not be prepared for this unless they're just dragging their feet? Unfortunately, the company's been not giving me what I need. What I need is resolution, and the end result of resolution is reconciliation. Essentially, hopefully me and my father have a relationship again.
Okay.
So I want that maybe more than they do. That means I have to come in here, take what I have to get it figured out, resolve the situation, and then at that stage, there's a possibility for reconciliation between me and my father. That's really what it's about for me. Because, you know, is there money involved? Sure, there's money involved, but that's not the most important thing, to me anyways. The most important thing is we get this situation resolved and then we can move on.
Well, he's got boxes of stuff, like he's got a clue what's in there, you know?
Put it in here?
For 6 years, he hasn't even made an attempt to ask a question of, but it's funny, he's walking around with a box like he knows what he's doing.
You know, as far as Paul Jr. being here, he's always been welcome here. There's never been a time when he's asked to not be here. He's had plenty of opportunities to be here and refused to be here, so it's fine with me.
You can't be there all the time to catch them when they fall, and I think that's a big mistake that parents do. You know, they try to compensate for probably some of the things that they had experience in life, and, you know, kids have to experience things themselves, and if they don't, then they wind up like my kids.
We're pretty much done. They've given us everything. They're still working here. Hopefully we'll get everything we need. I have very qualified people with me, so they should be able to handle it. That's it. It is unfortunate that things have to be this way. But I think this is going to create a resolution, I hope. You know, coming in, I'm seeing some familiar faces, and it's good to see people. I haven't been in here in a while. You know, there's a lot of love loss here. You know, the bikes, the people, the building. Again, me and my father are partners, so that's one thing. But whether we were partners or not, there's still this emotional attachment I have with creating the logo and walking around the retail store and looking at all the different bikes and all that history. For it to come to this, it's really not a good thing. And it is a little emotional. That's a lot of history. It's 10 years of my life. I'm only 35 years old. And you know, it really should be a good thing at this stage in the game. We should have all this success and all these years of success should really be amounting to good times and freedom and enjoying each other's company and relationship. But unfortunately, it's gone the complete opposite way. And honestly, I don't know how it ever got this bad, but I can say I'm no saint, but we're not here because of me. That's for sure. Again, this is all about relationship, and it's all about patching it up, but not until a series of things happen first.
Reggie! If you haven't noticed.
What's up?
Get to see Paul Jr.?
Nah.
You didn't?
No, I mean, we saw him when he came through.
I think talking to the team, I kind of felt that they deserved an inside scoop about what's going on here, why these people all around. You know what he's doing here, really? You want to know the truth? Hey, you know what he's doing here with those people? I think that I brought the company back. We were close to bankruptcy for a while there. It was had laid off a lot of people, and you know, I got together with my management team, and you know, I had to travel the world and do everything that I had to do, but we brought the company back. And I think that he despises the fact that we did bring the corporation back.
Family, I understand that too. It's a sort.
You know what? It is, but you know what? This is my family too.
Yeah.
You know, I got responsibilities here of people that have families.
Yeah, and that's, we worked real hard to get
all,
here.
That's a lot to take on, you know what I mean? And I've always, all my life, looked at it that way, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned, him doing what he did, not coming back to work for 3 months and sitting on at home doing absolutely nothing. I had to lay off how many people that had families. And you know what he said? I went to him, to his house, and I said, listen, this is not just about me and you. There's people working here that have families, and if you don't come back, I'm going to have to lay these people off, and they're not going to have a job. You know what he said? Just pay me the money I want.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
so when you say that, when you talk about, you know, it's your family, it is, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a lifetime of dealing with the same, and then there becomes a point where you just say to yourself, I can't do it no more.
Yeah, it just sucks. We spent a lot of time working here, didn't we, Rick?
Everybody's working here has a passion, and they want to be here.
Yeah.
They're not here for just a paycheck. Everybody loves what they're doing. Am I right? Why wouldn't you want to be part of? You know what I'm saying? Look what we're doing with building bikes for that people in a wheelchair can ride by themselves.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that there's a part of him that that I think that he doesn't really want to see me succeed, I guess for multiple reasons. For me, failure is not an option. Nothing's ever stopped me before, and nothing's going to stop me now.
Without a doubt.
All right, I'm done flattering my ass. Go to work.
No,
cost me money. Yeah.
That's more like it.
Okay. We're back on a refoundation trek today. It looks like the assembly on this thing is going to be as much of a headache as the fabrication was. It just has so many unconventional parts. And each piece we put on needs extra attention.
I wonder what this thing's going to be like to ride. I don't even have a clue how it works, the can controls. Do you? I think that the Reeves foundation bike's starting to shape up a little bit now. Right now, I think that the most difficult part is the mechanical part, trying to get everything coordinated and lined up with the gearing. The wheels look good on him. The most difficult thing right now is the chains. They're having a hard time getting them lined up.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I bet it's a spacer.
No, those spacers were cut on a lathe. It's got to be a sprocket. I was giving Nick a hand with the chains also, you know, trying to get all that stuff lined up so it rolls a little bit better than right off the bat.
It's hitting down here because this needs to come up.
Well, we're just trying to figure out what's going to work because they need to get the bike done by, you know, Monday, so it's getting there. It's something all new, so everything we have to, if we haven't made it already, it needs to be made again now.
So what is up?
What is up?
We don't really have too much of a choice. We're unveiling the bike on Monday. It has to be shipped down the city, so we really can't go past tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be an interesting day. Getting down to the wire on a Reeves Foundation bike, the guys have worked really hard. But I think everybody knows that it has to be done today. But because it's something that we've never done before, we have to make sure that all the mechanical parts on the bike work for the unveiling. Otherwise, we're not going to look too good. Who's holding you up, Phil?
Phil's always holding us up.
Phil, what's the problem?
Not our problem.
Do you have a problem, Phil?
Not yet.
You're going to have one if you don't get them things done. You want me to help you?
No.
You want me to stay out of there, right?
Stay out of the wire.
Stay the hell out of the way.
Okay.
What's the matter? On in?
These guys are hanging in. As a matter of fact, Rick came over from his station, chipping over here, trying to get this thing working. It just seems like, you know, the last three or bikes that we've done were pretty much like prototype bikes as this is. And I don't know, it just doesn't seem to faze these guys too much. They're like on a mission. Everybody wants to get the job done. And I think that, you know, that's what it's all about.
stuck around a little bit later tonight just to get the trike done. It came out awesome. Everything works really good on. Just a couple little tweaks we got to do. Just switch some wires around, a couple different things. But it worked out really good. You know, I mean, for the first time doing something like this magnitude, there's like so much custom stuff on this thing. Hopefully it'll allow, you know, some people that are in wheelchairs that want to ride, you know, an opportunity to get back, you know, in the wind and ride.
Loose in the front.
Yeah. So looking forward to seeing the reaction that we get from the bike.
You want to practice getting in and out, or just...
Yeah, a couple times.
So take the wheelchair out first and just...
That's
do it
the hard
there.
Part. Going in is not so bad. I almost flipped over backwards the other day.
Okay.
Monday's the unveil for the Reeves Foundation bike, but before I take it down to the city, I want to practice getting in and out of the bike while I'm in a wheelchair.
Bring your wheels right up to there.
And then grab these.
Now grab there.
Pull.
And then just pull yourself right up in there.
Come on, old man. You got it.
Keep it nice and straight.
Lock it in. It's in
lock. There you go.
Now hit the release and it releases you from the seat.
And once you hear that click, now you're ready to go out. And then you can push back. Try and keep it nice and straight and keep your hands right on there until you're down. That's it.
Okay.
You look professional.
You look marvelous.
It actually wasn't as hard as I thought it might be. I just got to make sure that I don't fall over backwards when we unveil. Now it's time to take this thing for a ride.
We worked a little bit late last night trying to get this done. I gave it the old test run. The bike is extremely comfortable. Not only does it go down the road real well, but its turning radius is unbelievable for the length of the bike. One of the other things is that the rear section is not as wide as a real trike, so you don't have to be so concerned about the person next to you or a car next to you or, you know, kind of going off the road. It's definitely impressive, definitely functional. You know, I've never driven a bike where you just push the button and it shifts. You don't even have to use the clutch. You just hit the button. It's such a unique thing that I think that we did for our company and also for the people that are going to appreciate it.
We're here today at Chadwick Lake in Newburgh, New York, and this is the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation Walkathon.
Hi, Mikey.
Hey, how are
you?
Good to see you. I'm excited. Sorry.
Going to help us with registration?
I'm going to help you with some registration,
yes.
Yeah. Today, as soon as I got here, the good people from the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation found a little spot for me to help register people.
Hold up your sneaker and people will come running. All righty?
Yeah, absolutely.
Woo-hoo.
Thank
What's
you.
What's up, man? Long What's time. Up, Where you been?
Today, while I was doing registration, the first person who came up was none other than my favorite engineer on the entire planet, Jim Quinn. So with a donation of $100 or more, you get a free T-shirt. I thought it was great. I haven't seen him in a while. He's usually pretty active and heavily involved in many different charities, and he's just a great guy.
All right, James.
All right, we'll see you out there.
Yeah.
Hi. Can you keep off the wall for us?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Anything special I need to say?
No, just welcome everybody and just let them get started.
Enjoy the walk.
All right, very good.
All right.
All right, everybody. First off, you should all give yourselves a big pat on the back for showing up today. There we go. I'm not seeing anybody pat themselves on the back. Really, everybody, thank you for coming out. And... you know, so I don't get long-winded and keep everybody kind of stuck in the rain here. Let's make some tracks. Rip! There we go. Let's walk. Come on! This particular charity means quite a bit to me because I had a good friend who had juvenile diabetes. My name's Mike. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Angela.
Hi, Angela. How you doing, Christian? I started talking to a few groups while walking in the trails, and one of them was the Christian's Crusaders. And Christian's a little boy with juvenile diabetes. He's about 7. He got diagnosed about a year ago.
Glad we started at his age,
yeah.
Because actually he's not going to know anything different. He's going to know that it's just part of his life.
Yeah. I walked there with his parents for a little bit, and they kind of educated me in... what it means to have a child who's diabetic and what is actually entailed in actually having diabetes.
We even check our blood sugar. So.
You do? Well, that's good. You know, I honestly haven't checked mine, and I'm overweight, and I'm 30 now, you know, and I could be running the risk. And I keep trying to get in shape.
You could be running the risk.
I feel great, you know, for a downtrodden day like this, and it's rainy. I really feel especially sunny. Being involved in any charitable work is good, but something that I really believe in and hope they find a cure for, and at the same time, you know, to be involved in actually exercising, high step and long strides. I mean, it's just kind of like from all angles, it's a win-win situation. I just feel, absolutely enlightened, and I feel blessed to be here today. Let's move towards the refreshments, shall we? The best part of it.
We're down here in the city, and we're getting ready to unveil the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation bike. Pretty fancy place. A lot of dressed up people here.
Thank you. And
a little bit nervous. It's just kind of the unknown. Always worrying about whether the bike will start or hitting the right button, because this bike is totally different than any other bike we've done before. And there's a lot more things that are involved in it. You know, everything's done a lot different than your standard motorcycle. So, but I'll get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Reeve.
Good evening. It is wonderful to be back here again with all of you for another magical evening.
You know, it's going to be really interesting to see what everyone thinks about the bike. I think it's going to raise a lot of eyebrows and open people's minds. And, you know, the bike really symbolizes the message that the foundation tries to get across, that paralysis doesn't have to limit you, and you can do the things you love, whether it's surfing or riding motorbikes. There are ways. And I think this is an excellent example of that, and I think it'll be a real positive influence on everyone in the room.
Jesse Billauer and Matthew Reeve. These two guys went to see Paul Tuttle. Now, Paul Tuttle builds the most iconic bikes in the world. And he looks like a tough guy, but I'll tell you, he has the heart of a bear. He embraced our notion immediately. And what do they come up with? They come up with something that says, not only will they ride again, they will ride and be bad to the bone again. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Welcome Paul Tuttle. He's got a great idea. Come on in. Adapted motorcycle. And the beauty is, you don't have to lift someone out with a crane. You don't need four friends. You can wheel your wheelchair right out, and there you go.
I'm really happy to just see the final outcome. You know, we just started with ideas, and they came up with things, and I think it's going to open up a lot of people's mind, and people are going to be freaking out.
Life goes on.
Really remarkable to see it wheeled out on stage. It was better than could have even imagined.
Basically, the way it's set up is the wheelchair just rolls up in here. There's an automatic lock in here. There's a button here that you push, and the ramp comes back up. Everything can be done up in here, so it gives people an opportunity to do the things in life that they hadn't been able to do for a long time.
It really represents independency, and it's an incredible example of what the foundation strives to achieve.
To do this bike, personally, for me, was a challenge, and really, it was really about being able to change someone's life.